Okay, so as we kick off the show, today we have a little motivation as to who to send this star-spangled banner to. Go ahead, Slater.
Today's National Lineman Appreciation Day. And I love football players. I looked at the, yeah.
Oh, not those linemen.
A different lineman.
Different lineman, Obi.
The ones that aren't actually smacking each other's bums. They're instead
good play.
Playing with the electrics way above the air. Oh, it's like all the power. And just a reminder, we're really only a month and change away until the start of hurricane season.
No way.
That happens June 1st, and they are in full gear, especially in Central Florida, whenever that happens.
Go ahead, Chloe.
I was just going to say, they operate on our front lines. Like, they are the first responders. Anytime a hurricane happens, think about it. They're the ones that they send to whatever that area is that's going to be hit the hardest. If we've got power outages across Central Florida, if there's a storm that blows through, they are the ones that are out there that are working around the clock to get everything restored.
Yeah, my wife's grandmother's house, it doesn't even take a hurricane or a storm. They just have a transformer in their backyard that the squirrels always hit, and for some reason the squirrels always bust it. And there's always people out there repairing that. And so you linemen, you people, you power electric people, just thank you so much for knowing what you know.
And you know what? If you want to pay tribute to them today, there's a movie that came out in 2015 with John Travolta called Life on the Line, about the linemen. Maybe watch that today.
There
It'll really make you appreciate it.
There you go. To you this morning, the national anthem.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
This time every morning, if you know someone in your community that's doing the right thing, and maybe it's just something that you experience, please let us know, because we want to highlight them here. Just message us on our K92.3 Facebook page, Instagram. But this local story today is amazing.
It warms my heart, the fact that there are so many people doing great things. And also, that want to remain anonymous. That's exactly what this guy did. So in Merritt Island, there was a motorcyclist that saw a man in a wheelchair struggling to cross the street, got off his motorcycle and helped him cross, made sure the elderly man was all good, got back on his motorcycle, drove away. A couple saw this, filmed a 15-second video, and were trying to track down who this motorcyclist was. He is Joshua Rindenbaum. He had done this, he said, 20-year-old man on a motorcycle, that anytime he sees anybody, whether it's somebody with groceries or whatever, he gets off and helps them. And this, that moment when he did get recognized for that great deed.
Yeah, just like a little superhero. Just come in and flies in and does his deed and then he's gone.
Well, I just wanted to make sure he got across the road before anything bad happens. So I just hopped off the bike and pushed him across.
He didn't do it and expecting anybody to catch it. That's the best part, right? It was just, he just did it and he ran back to his bike and was just gone.
I love that.
And living here in Central Florida, y'all, we have a lot of traffic, especially at all of our stoplights. And I mean, it was jammed packed. I saw this video online and there was tons of cars waiting for the light to change. And so he literally hopped off his bike, took 2 seconds, ran like past 3 or 4 cars to push this gentleman onto the sidewalk.
Well, and I think it's the act of sacrifice, right? When we think of act of sacrifice, we always think about our officers, our deputies, you know, somebody who's putting their life on the line. But an act of sacrifice is also taking time out of your own day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, who knows what his schedule was like or whatever. And I get it that it was only 2 seconds. But nevertheless, that's impeding on someone's time. So I'm saying this because for you right now who's listening, there may be something where you see a scenario like this and you're like, I'm really on my way to work. Do I have time to help this person out? Maybe today's the day that you say yeah.
Yeah, and I want to think, maybe that last time that I honked the horn because there was just a car on the side of the road or whatever, maybe it's because that person left the car on the side of the road to go help somebody else out. You never know, right?
You never know.
You see a random motorcycle in the middle, the first thing you think probably isn't, I bet that person is doing a good deed. That you think, what the heck is that in the middle of the road blocking traffic? You honk your horn, have some different perspective.
They're probably up to gang activity.
Exactly. We don't know.
Okay, Mildred, calm down.
If Joshua is in a gang, it is the happiest gang that's ever done.
It is. 20 years old too, y'all. Young.
Wow. Yeah. He's already leading it, right? So Merritt Island is very lucky that they have Joshua Rindenbaugh saving them. And who knows what he's going to be doing later today on that motorcycle. That today is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, RBAFLA.com.
Doing the right thing. On K92.3.
Hey, you know what? Can we send a shout out to everybody out there who's ever made a bar for your house? I know people who are, they're so crafty and they make like these tiki bars in their backyard. You know, homemade bars that they make inside the house. And just, so shout out. Man made a bar. That's probably you that we're talking to right now.
Most likely.
Toby, Chloe Slater. This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Still paying your bills. $1,000 coming your way at 8 o'clock with that keyword to text in to win. Chloe.
Oh boy!
Hats off to you. I'm literally.
But I don't know if you literally mean that or if you're being funny right now.
No, Chloe's responsibilities yesterday with UCS softball. Let's talk about it.
So it was so much fun. I talk about this all the time, but my love just for UCF and being back on campus. I graduated there a couple years ago, and anytime, you know, I was in a sorority, so I drove down Greek Park yesterday. My grandma, she came up and watched me throw out my first pitch, and so just all these memories and the nostalgia of school, and you just see all these kids on campus, and you're like, oh my gosh, you are having the best 4 years of your life. Like, soak it up, enjoy every single second of it. And so yesterday, UCF invited me to come throw out the first pitch for the softball game. And it was a blast, y'all.
Yeah, it was.
We do so many different things here at the radio station. So many different things, from events to concerts to doing the show every morning. I have never been so nervous in my life than I was yesterday to step on that mound and throw the first pitch out. And I think it's just because, you know, it's totally outside my comfort zone. Like, I played softball, but I was 6, 7, 8 years old back in the day when I played it. And so to get up on there and have to get this ball over the plate, it was a challenge, but it was great. So it was a lot of fun yesterday.
Leading up to the moment, and if you look on the K923 Orlando Instagram, I think it's on our Facebook stories as well, you'll see Chloe warming up and getting ready. And it was Jay's daughter that caught the ball. So Jay, that you hear right after us at 10,
yeah,
his daughter caught the ball and you guys were practicing. And I'm like, gosh, she is nervous. But I knew you were throwing great when you were practicing. And then you got to that mound and where was your head at?
I have to get this ball over the plate. This is a lot longer than I had been practicing. The distance was much farther.
It was farther. Yeah. You were warming
way
up.
Way farther than what I thought I'd be throwing the ball at.
You should have paced it out, just like in the Westerns when they go 12
the
paces.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys should have back-to-backed and
I'll
actually
meet you at high noon.
Oh my goodness. So I got up there, you know, they said, Chloe, whenever you're ready. And so I threw that softball as hard as I could. I threw it overhand. It went straight. It hit the plate. Let's just say it hit the plate and bounced. It made it to the plate, but when it bounced up and almost like hit Kylie right in the lip.
Oh no, I want to talk about how you injured the catcher.
I felt so bad. I'm like, I am so sorry.
That ball
and Jay's
right
daughter
into her
again.
Lip.
That's Kylie. I'm like, I am so sorry. And she was great though. She really was.
So there you go. So I'm officially saying this to UCF and UCF staff that we need redemption.
We do.
Slater, I don't know if you're happy about this, but even yesterday I was talking to one of the members of UCF's staff over there, SJ, and I was saying, hey, our celebrity basketball game, like, I think next time we're going to be more ready.
Did you say that after what he said to me?
No. What did he say to you?
He said, I go, anytime you need anything, just let me know. He goes, yeah, we're just going to have to figure out something else. That's what he said.
Well, maybe he said that to you.
That's what he said to me. But I was wondering
if you're an insurance liability.
Well, because I fell down 4 times. And
at
I'm
least.
Like, there's nobody up there to mop up the floor. Like,
we did that. Chloe's bopping the catcher on the lip.
I felt so bad once that ball hit her up in the lip. I'm like, oh, girl, I'm so sorry. But it was fun. And I think, like you said, I think we all need a little bit of redemption. So it was a blast yesterday. I shared some photos this morning on our K923 Facebook page. We got to hang out with Nitro. That's UCF's mascot, too. So it was a great time.
Go Knights.
Yeah, go Knights. Charge on. And you want to be good the second you step foot into work. Kenny Chesney sharing his secret next with the All Access in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Kenny Chesney just sharing a tip and trick, a secret for all of us when we step into work every day. But first, our guy Jason Aldini's teamed up with T-Bird, which is a tea company. It's based out in Austin, Texas, to release an all-American hard sweet tea. So Jason said, quote, sweet tea is something that everyone who grew up in the South knows and loves. Hard tea is always a huge hit and a fan favorite. And so it's super cute. The packaging, it's all kind of like red, white, and blue, very patriotic, and you get a 12-pack for like $20.
That's a pretty good deal, right?
Yeah, and you know, whenever I drank back in the day, like I used to love all the hard brands. So whether it was like Hard Mike's Lemonade, mm-hmm. The Hard Teas, the Hard Iced Teas. I mean, it could be a hard apple juice, and I was in for it.
That was actually my first drinking experience was Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Was it really?
It was a friend of mine said, hey, we're having a graduation party, because I didn't partake before that. Yeah. So I graduated from high school. He said, your parents need to okay it. And we had a bunch of girls that were supposed to be coming over, and they did not show up. So I had to drink the Mike's Hard Lemonade. They go, you can drink for free. You don't have to pay us for the alcohol. And then I got really, really sick. So, word to the wise, Mike's Hard Lemonade, any of those, the acid will kill you.
Dude, you have three of those. Yeah, the acid, the sugar.
Not good.
You need some Tums.
Yeah.
Something.
For sure.
Locos. Some Pepsid.
I heard we drank Four Locos back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah, I get to look at a OB now today that I'm like, you were crazy, bro. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, we like you.
We like malt liquors, too. The malt liquors.
Oh, my goodness. But you can purchase the tea now. It's available online. And Katy Perry announced that she would be leaving American Idol. What did she announce? That it was like earlier this year, and we've recently seen Jelly Roll performing. He's just been a guest mentor on the show. Well, Katy Perry, she said, quote, I gotta say, Jelly Roll was crazy when he came on the show. I was convinced that anything that he said, he could run for president. He could be my pastor. I might go back to church for him. He could sell me anything. So I love him, and I have to say, any of these guys plus Jelly on the show would be amazing. I love you, Jelly. So could that be that maybe he could be the next judge? We've seen him now a couple times out there. I wonder if they're kind of testing the water, seeing if it's a good fit for him, the show.
Yeah, immediately I was going to say, but he's not like a vocalist. He's not like a vocal superstar. But if you're an American Idol, you don't always have to be a vocalist. Like, American Idol should be the epitome of somebody who's the entertainment best.
Then let's go back in time. Ellen DeGeneres was a judge on American Idol.
Yeah, true.
Nicki Minaj was a judge on American Idol. So yes, Mariah Carey was also a judge, but I don't think they'll double format. Since there's already Luke Bryan in there, I don't think they'll double format on that show.
I don't know, but Jelly also goes rock. You know, he can go rock and roll, he can go country, he can also go, rap?
Yeah.
Hip-hop, so I see it. I have a feeling. We'll see again. We'll keep you posted as we learn more. And then lastly, we are so excited for this weekend. Kenny is actually here in Tampa. He's getting ready for a show on Saturday. I saw he's been in rehearsals over at Raymond James Stadium the last few days, and Kenny sharing how he leaves his ego on the stage.
Look, I've got ego up on stage. I think you have to have a little bit to be great up there. But I work really hard at leaving that person up there. And I don't take that person with me backstage and in my everyday life.
I want to say that for most of the country artists that we've ever met, that we've ever spent time with, most of them are pretty freaking cool backstage. Mm-hmm. They're pretty regular people. And there is a difference between having confidence and being arrogant.
Well, and tell me that shouldn't be the way it should be in every single job. So if you're a boss, if you're talking to your boss, you can actually have that confidence and ego and everything else. But if you bring that to your employees, mm-hmm. they're going to hate you. Like, if our boss, Steve, treated us like, then we wouldn't show up to work. Like, truly. Like, it takes somebody that can actually get down to a normal level and go, hey,
this is
what we got. That's what makes you great at any job, when you communicate with the people that you got.
You know what? And what he said there, too, he said, you know, I leave it out on stage, and then once I'm off stage, you know, I'm not a different person, but he does. He, like, leaves his ego there, and I think that's important for all of us to hear, too, when we're at work. Leave everything at work. If there's drama, if there's stress, if there's things going on, when you're home with your family, you know, leave that there. So
great.
We love Kenny. Excited to see him this weekend. You can see all these stories up online at K923Orlando.com. We have $1,000 Minute, 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds on the clock. That's next if you want to sign up right now on the K923 app to play.
Toby, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K923.
This is that moment right now. $1,000 up for grabs. And what did you say your name was again?
David.
This is David?
Yes.
Yeah.
And David, you gave us a remarkable story about how you're a retired officer. Now you do security. You've got four pups.
Aww.
Brother, what a pleasure to get to meet you.
It's nice meeting you guys too.
Can we say thank you so much for everything you've done for our communities and you're still doing, even retired?
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay, so you know the drill. We've got 10 questions, 60 seconds up on the clock, and $1,000 up for grabs.
Ooh.
All right, David, so what's going to happen is we're going to start the timer, and these 10 questions, if you want to pass, you can pass any of them. We'll come to them at the end if we have time, but just know whatever you lock in first is what I'll have to take.
Deal.
Okay.
A great thing to know, if you don't know it, say pass, okay? It might come to you after. Just don't say a wrong answer. That's important.
Okay.
All right. Clock's ready.
Here we go with question number one. Name the Netflix comedy with multiple ladies in prison.
Pass.
What state has the Statue of Liberty?
New York.
What century was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1776? Oh, 17th century.
What is the tallest animal in the world?
Giraffe.
One-third equals what percent?
33%. 33.3%.
How many suits are in a deck of cards?
How many suits are in a deck of cards?
Yes.
Pass on that one.
Which famous ocean liner sank on her voyage in 1912?
Pass.
Which fast food chain sells the Whopper?
Burger King.
What movie is Princess Fiona from?
Shrek.
In Jacket.
That's the time.
It's okay. Hey, I want to give it to you, buddy, because you knew if you didn't know the answer, you passed on him. Let's start at the top. You did get 5 right if you're keeping score. So the Netflix comedy, The Ladies in Prison, that's Orange is the New Black. You guessed the 17th century Declaration of Independence. You knew when it was, but it's the 18th century. It's always the century ahead of it. And suits and deck of cards, there are 4. What do you got, Chloe? Clubs, spades... Name the other two.
Hearts and diamonds.
Hearts and diamonds.
Okay. Chloe's like, I don't know what suits. how dressed up are they? And the Titanic is that voyage that sank in 1912.
I was just like panicking here with the time.
Yeah. It's funny. We should call it the panic $1,000 minute, right? Hey, brother, listen, man. You were fun to play with. We love knowing about your history and everything like that. And that's why you cannot go home empty handed.
You're headed to Country Thunder in October. We got three-day passes, David.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, brother, you enjoy that. And tell your other security guard friends. We would love to have them on this.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, guys. Listen, thank you guys so much. I love you guys.
Hey, David. You're the best. That, brother. We're grateful for you. Hold on
love
for
you,
us,
bro.
Okay?
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Okay, out in Winter Springs, Gina, tell us about your man.
Hi. My man is lovely, but there's one thing that has become a real sticking point for me. So when we first started dating, we agreed that we were just going to split everything down the middle, like financially. If we go out, we split it even. If we go grocery shopping and end up cooking food together, we split it evenly.
Oh, wow.
And we just figured that makes it easier. It keeps things fair. So that's what we agreed on at first. But the thing is, like, now we've been together for a little while. It's been 6 months. We say, I love you. It's exclusive. He's still wanting to split everything. And it's, like, nitpicky, too. It's like he went to the grocery store and he's like, well, we're going to eat these 3 things together. So we're splitting these 3 things.
Seriously?
And the appetizers were this much at the bar. Yes. And it feels really, like, penny-pinchy and unfair to me. And also, right. I'm a little, like... Is chivalry dead? Like, all of my other girlfriends, their boyfriends pay for stuff. And I don't need him to pay for every single thing. But, like, he should pay for some stuff.
I disagree. I can already feel the heat coming off Chloe right now. But let's say this, okay?
Oh, there's heat.
Listen,
can you see it? It's coming right out of my ears.
Whose idea? Let's ask. Gina, whose idea was this originally? And were you really signed on? Because you're 6 months into this thing.
Well, we both discussed it. We decided mutually at the beginning. That was what we would do.
And did you say that's only going to be a 6-month contract and then we're going to renegotiate?
Contract.
That is not a relationship.
No, but I
later.
Figured.
Okay, I want to say my opinion. I hardly ever do this, but I think that's a punk choice. That is a punk-ass choice.
That makes me so sad. They go to the grocery store. She picks up a thing of eggs and milk, right, and brings
it home. Ridiculous.
And he's like, oh, well, you know, we got to split this. And no.
Maybe he thinks that you're a woman... that is empowered, and wants to actually pay for your own thing because you don't need a man to take care of you.
But he doesn't want to treat me sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to say, my chivalry would kick in and I'd be like, baby, you don't have to worry about this. This I will pay for. Okay, so you know what we'll do? Let's open up the lines and let's see if we can get some people to give you some advice as to how to treat your man with this whole splitting everything down the middle scenario.
Thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
We got Kevin over in College Park. Kevin, you just heard our girl right there.
You know, 6 months isn't a long time. It sounds like it was her idea to start splitting stuff. I say you keep splitting stuff. Maybe when you're married, maybe then one or the other can.
Because that is an actual contract, Chloe.
I don't know.
The marital contract changes it.
Kevin, can you hold on for us for 6 minutes? Because we really want to hear what you have to say. And I think it's honestly controversial a little bit.
Oh. Sure.
K92.3.
Join the conversation
with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
So Gina hit the panic button today. Understandably, she says she's in love. Loves her guy. They started having an idea to split everything when they first started dating.
Everything down the middle. Gas,
six
money, groceries.
In, now she wants to change it. Obviously, that's my opinion of how I feel. Chloe, don't hit me. Don't hit me here.
I have real thoughts on this. Okay, go ahead.
I'm glad I'm not outnumbered. We got Kevin who says she should do what?
I think she needs to split things with them.
So keep the status quo.
Keep the status quo. That was the idea. Keep it going. When you're married, then
Kevin,
maybe.
But Kevin, hold on. From guy to guy, aren't there moments that you want to woo your partner?
Of course. And when he wants to woo her, he can woo her. But in the meantime, they can stick to what you said, the status quo, and they can split stuff.
I just could never imagine walking into, we'll just say a gas station, and you purchase 2 bottles of water and coming back out and be like, you owe me $1.27 for that water.
We don't.
Like, no.
We don't know that it happens every single time. She picked out a couple moments. I'm sure there is probably many more. And also, there are a lot of woo holidays. You got birthdays? Right? You got Christmas.
And that's key. They need to be on the same page. They're obviously not on the same page with this. I'm all for splitting things, but
I guarantee he thinks he is, and he has no idea she's. And if he's like, oh, are you upset about something? I would imagine she right now is just bottling up whatever, many, many months.
And
anyway,
he has no clue.
No idea that this
Clueless.
Is even happening.
Well, Kevin, we appreciate you chiming in, brother.
Sure. Good luck.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Haley of Titusville.
Hey, Haley.
All right. Titusville checking in.
Yeah. So, like, I died laughing when it came to the contract, the 6 month contract thing. But, like, when I go out with my male friend, we will randomly, like, somebody will pull out their card and I'll pay or he'll pay.
Which, that's what you do, right, with friends. But I think if you're in a relationship and you've been doing this a while and it comes down to, I don't know, something as simple as you step into a store and you're buying a couple snacks and the fact that it's like $10 and you're splitting it?
No, that's crazy.
Right. That's where I have a problem.
Sorry. If she didn't actually tell him that, hey, I thought that was just at the beginning, then he has no idea and he thinks he's actually obeying what she wants.
I will say that. Us guys are a little dull when it comes to, you know,
You're not that dull to where you can't put that together, really.
Maybe he really liked it.
Yeah.
He's like, I like this deal.
My ex-husband was an idiot, though. So, like, that's something that he would be like, yes, she said this at the beginning, so that's how it is.
Wow. But we don't know. We don't know. This guy could be like your ex-husband, and we won't actually know.
He probably is.
Yeah.
She's like, burn him.
This girl just needs to sit him down, have a come to Jesus talk.
Seriously. Well, we appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, you call back anytime.
You're so sweet.
Yeah, love your energy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Keith Urban. K92.3 Music. It's Obi, Chloe, Slater, your $1,000 with the panic button that happens early on in the 7 o'clock hour. The next time that you're going to get paid is when we're paying your bills. You cannot go wrong with this morning show.
No.
Right? $1,000 coming up here at 8 o'clock with that
keyword.
You
know who's not paying the bills?
Oh, well, Gina's man is not paying the bills.
No, he's not paying her part of the bills, Chloe. Right?
I don't know. I'm real passionate about this. So they mutually agreed, Gina and her boyfriend, early on when they started dating, they would split everything.
What was that word, mutually?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Mutually agree that they would split everything.
Which, if you don't know where the relationship is going, I get it. If you set that up, like, hey, we don't know where this is headed, so I'll pay my part, you pay your part. Okay.
I understand that. But it's coming to the point where it is everything, y'all. Like, every single thing. I get it. If it's bills, if you're living in the same area, like splitting, I don't know, TVs, couches, whatever that may be, the Wi-Fi, the cable, all those things. But you're meaning to tell me you're going out and something as simple as something that's $6-7, you're coming home and saying you owe me after taxes $3.23. I have a problem with that.
That's where I don't like it.
No, yep. I do not like it at all. That is not a man.
That
I'm sorry.
Wait, that he's good at math?
That's your problem?
That he's a mathematician down to the cent?
No,
you know how tough that is?
And I get it. The world that we live in, life is very expensive. I completely understand that. But then find things to do at home, like hang out together, whatever that may be. But I just, I don't know. Yeah. I have my thoughts on
this. There's got to be no way that they make
$3, $4, $5. Is it going to make a difference?
I don't know, man. I'm a charmer. I like to do whatever and anything that I can do to charm an individual, whether it's a guy or a girl, whether it's the boss or next door neighbor. Like, I'm always just trying to be on people's good side. So I don't know. All right. Well, let's go to the lines. Hello. Who's this?
My name's Kim. I'm from Orlando.
Hey,
Kim.
Kim
of Orlando on the line right now. You have any advice for our girl?
So me and my boyfriend's been together 18 years and we still split a lot of things too, like car insurance, things like that, but it's just how it works, unfortunately.
Kim, but I
think
that's...
He does pay for a lot of things. Okay.
I think that's different, like car insurance, phone bills, but if you step into a grocery store and you were to buy, I don't know, a case of water, are you going to go home and ask him to split that with you?
No, but he does... We did split his grocery bill, but he pays most of it, and then I pay the rest.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you a question. You said boyfriend after 18 years. Are you guys eventually going to tie the knot, or this is working out?
This works out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aw, so sweet.
Hey, I want you to call back anytime, all right?
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. I still stand that there's no chance that he's doing this on purpose. I don't think so. I think she said, oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's split. And she didn't even want to do it when it started. So it was annoying her for 6 total months.
Yeah.
And she told him that she wanted to because she didn't want to make him feel a certain way. And now they're both just not getting each other.
Okay, can I put this out there? I'm still going to stick by my guns. And I'm going to say, if you're a dude who's listening right now and you're doing this, you're splitting the bill, you're splitting every tab, stop. Like, I think the opportunity for a guy to stand up and a guy to really represent himself well is to do those gestures.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not saying you have to, you know, go broke, but definitely show something.
Sorry, Slater. We usually don't agree, but he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's not oblivious to it.
I don't know.
Hey, you know what? And what do you always say? Communication, right?
Communication is key.
So have the conversation, see who he really is.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Talking to Ronald out over by UCF. So Ronald, okay, you said that this date, you guys actually learned a lot about each other.
Yeah, had 3 really good phone conversations. And we realized that, you know, we liked some of the same things, which was great on the phone. And so she agreed to have dinner, and the conversation was good, man. It was cracking. It was like, it was lively and it was fun, and we were getting to know each other.
Aww.
We were laughing and having a good time. And then I commented on the food, and the food was really good. And she was like, oh yeah, my dad owns a restaurant. And like, I know about how restaurants work and so on and so forth. And she was like commenting on the restaurant, the people that worked there. It was very funny.
Oh, cool.
And she was very funny and engaging. And I just really liked her. And then, you know, we said goodbye. There was nothing weird. Like, nobody smelled weird. Nobody did anything weird. It was all, you know, it was all good. And then, you know, I called her the next day, maybe too fast, but, you know, maybe not, after the night we had. And then nothing.
Do you think it was something because you said her dad owned a restaurant? So maybe, I don't know, do you not have good taste in food?
Oh.
I mean, I don't think so. I hope not. You know, but, you know, there are worse things.
Right.
So sure. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm trying to think outside the box.
How about this? Okay. So since looks are most important to females, it's.
Since when?
I don't know. I think they're important to everybody, right? What celebrity do you think you look most like, Ronald?
I'm that's crazy. I don't even like how I've never even thought of it. I'm like, that.
Yeah, and that's not true, man. A lot of people fall in love with people's personalities.
You sound like Leonardo DiCaprio, so.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah, I know. I look like that guy.
Oh, my God. Well, why don't we do this? You gave us Faith's phone number. We're going to try to contact her and get the both of you talking here in this phone call, okay?
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Hello?
Yes, looking to speak to Faye, please.
Yes, this is she.
Faye, it's Obi, Chloe, and
Hi.
Slater.
Hey.
So I don't want to alarm you, but there are three of us on the line because we do the big morning show for K92.3.
Oh, do I need to be a part of this?
Well, hold on. We didn't even tell you what we're doing. We got a $75 gift card to give you. You went on a date with a guy named Ronald, and we'd love to see you guys go on another date.
I see. It's just that I don't really feel comfortable with three people on the line.
Okay. We totally understand.
Chloe, you got to get off the line. Hey, you heard her.
No, we're girl-to-girl talk here, Faye. Ronald said that your dad owned a restaurant. I thought you not calling him back was because of his taste in food.
That wasn't the problem.
What? He must have said something inappropriate. We've had that before.
No, he was great, honestly. I was surprised because I usually don't trust men.
Was he polite?
And I don't give guys a chance that quickly. Yeah, he was polite.
So there's something, right?
Yeah, it was honestly what he said about his job.
Okay.
He's a rickshaw driver.
He's a what?
A rickshaw driver.
Like where you,
what is that, like an Uber?
Push somebody around?
Yeah, sort of, but not like in a car, in like a cart.
Is it like one of those things where you have the little bike and then the seats attached to the back?
Yeah, I just looked it up. That's definitely okay.
So here in Orlando, they're called pedicabs. You're talking about the ride that you jump on the back and somebody with a bike takes you from point A to point B. They have them downtown.
Yeah.
Those people are so much fun.
And fit.
Yeah, seriously.
So wait a minute. So what's the problem?
He's got the personality for it, for sure.
So what do you not like?
It's just, he doesn't even own that business. He's just a driver. And I don't really see myself going out long term with someone that doesn't have like a set financial future. You know what I mean?
You're looking for like a banker or like somebody with a professional career.
Yeah. You know, I have a set career. I make a lot of money. And I don't know. I'm sorry. My dog is barking.
That's okay. It's fine.
But I don't know what he's got going on because that's the only thing that he does.
I mean, I do understand. Like, if we were in your shoes and somebody didn't have any money and you had a successful career, right?
Right. You would want to
be a little
partner.
Weary. Like, hey, I want to build the life for this
person. Yeah. Here's where the trust issues come in.
And okay, so that's the only problem, because if that's the only problem, then I think we're okay with bringing Ronald on the line. He's been listening this whole time.
Oh no,
Ronald!
Oh no.
Okay, now I know. You know,
Ron, I think that's a cool gig. You probably mainly work at night, huh?
I do work at night, and I sometimes I work during the day, during the weekends. And by the way, being a pedicab driver is a blast.
I'm sure you make some good tips.
You make really good tips. You can get great exercise. You're happy. Like, most people are really having a good time. It's not like a cab or an Uber. They know they're going close. So the ride's not usually too long. It can be really lucrative, but that's not the reason I do it. Like, I do it because I like people and I like staying in shape and I like downtown Orlando. I got plenty of money.
Listen, tips are great, and I'm not judging you for having fun at your job. I mean, that's wonderful. Listen, I'm in a stage of my life where I'm looking to build a home. I'm looking to have a family. Mm. And what I'm hearing is that you're broke, and I'm going to have to pay for it all myself.
Oh, wow.
And I really want a partner.
Oh, wow.
Ronald?
Like a financial partner, it sounds like, as well, yeah.
Totally. He needs a business partner. I mean, this is more intense than any job interview that I ever went on. So,
hey, Ronald could end up opening his own business. You never know.
I mean, true. I mean, I've had several businesses, all successful. Don't make assumptions. You know, like, this has happened to me before. So something you don't know about me is I am very well taken care of financially.
What does that mean?
I'm not a petty cab driver for my living. I just do it for fun. I've got money enough to live three lifetimes.
Oh, this is a turn.
Yeah, I mean, buy the book. You know, I'm a millionaire.
Okay, so wait a minute. So, like, you actually have money? This job is just for fun?
Totally for fun. I've got plenty of money. I don't like saying that. I definitely don't like talking about it on dates or first dates. I don't really expose myself.
I would definitely not say it while pulling the pedicab. You might get a gun pulled on you. You know?
So wait a minute, Ronald. Wow. Ronald, when you say a millionaire, like, I mean, come on. You have like $1 million in the bank account?
Yeah, I've got more than that. I mean, again, I'm
like, oh my.
All of our eyes just got
Chloe just put her hand up being like, I'll go on a date with you.
No. This is all Faye. Faye, does this change things?
I mean, it does.
Oh, of course. That was the one thing you weren't on the same page about was the finances.
Yeah, now I feel really stupid for assuming.
Well, Ronald, Faye, can we get you guys on another date? I mean, I don't know if we have to pay for this if Ron's got all that money.
Or is it too? Yeah, we're pulling back our gift card.
You don't need the gift card.
But is it too late now that you know that, Ronald?
This is unusual in a way because this has happened to me before. I think you should give Faye the $75 gift card and maybe she could go out with somebody and she wouldn't have to worry about how it's going to be paid for.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. We're sorry, Faye.
Sorry, Faye.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Hey, a little dust on the bottle, man. Hey. You know, that just means that it's really good and you only break it out for special occasions.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was in the bottle. If there's dust in the bottle, you definitely are an alcoholic if you're like, look.
Okay, so it's Obi, Chloe Slater, your next opportunity for us to pay your bills coming up here at 10 o'clock with that keyword. My daughter may be paying our bills as she's taking on a little business. So, okay, the family dynamic of the Diazes under my household roof is Zach is 14, and so he's the basketball guy. You've got Kennedy, who has been cooking. I've been telling you all that she's been cooking at 13.
Yeah.
Presley's like a wild spirit, and so she probably isn't going to have a job for a very long time. And then Oliver's 3. So my daughter, 13, because of her cooking, it's generated some attention.
She's 13, but I feel like she's 13 going on 23. She's very mature for 13 years old.
I know. I'm not ready for it, too. Like, you know, I see her, like, get all dressed up, and I'm like, no, no. But her cooking has gained some attention in the community, where now we have about 3 different people that consistently use her to cook meals. And I'm not saying regular old meals, y'all. I'm not saying spaghetti and pasta. Like I'm talking about, like, the other day she made salmon cakes.
Mm.
She made couscous and then a side of a variety of vegetables. And
delicious.
So and so she's baking, she's broiling, she's air frying, she's doing all this stuff. And
she's doing this for neighbor, and like neighbors go, hey, I would like this. And she's like, okay, that's on the menu tonight then.
Yeah. So I mean, one neighbor for a meal for two was like $40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let
me tell you guys.
She's making some good money.
I thought she was price gouging, but these people are willing to pay these prices because it's a cooked meal by a 13-year-old. So
What's wrong with all this? I mean, this is wonderful.
No. Fantastic. And I'm trying my hardest to get behind it. The only thing I had to tell her is be the type of chef that you clean as you cook. Because then I get into the kitchen a little later on in the day, and sure, she's made $40, you know, plus a little tip, and I'm very happy for her, giving her the little clap, but then I'm sitting there doing dishes, and she's just like mom, where she uses everything. I'm like, well, what's this? She's like, oh, that's the lemon zester. I'm like, okay, well, what's this? She's like, oh, well, that's the peeler. I'm like, well, then what's this? She's like, that's the garlic peeler. I'm like, oh my Lord, there's like 100 utensils.
You know what? You got to give it to her, though. I think if you cook and then you're cleaning as you're going, the food's going to taste like crap. Because then I forget. Yeah, well, when I'm doing it, I try to multitask out and that food. And then I'm like, oh, I forgot. I mean, I burnt a frozen pizza last night just because I was having conversation. I wasn't even trying to clean anything. And you got to keep your eye on the prize. At 13, she can just clean after, right? like the, everything's done, delivered, and then you clean. Isn't that all right?
Have you talked to her about this?
Yes, I
and
already
how'd
suggested.
She take it?
Well, she said that she's really busy. When she's trying to do all this, she's trying to get it done within a time frame. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, okay, don't, you know, because it's easy for a parent to be like, you're busy. What about me and the job that I did today?
Oh,
you know,
hell,
and you're
yeah.
like, there's no need for that.
Yeah, so, yeah, you get so into your dad voice.
Yeah, so I sit there and I'm like, okay, I'll just wash all 140 dishes.
She just needs a sous chef and then she can cut you in on some
I'll
of
be your sous chef. I right? would love to volunteer as that for her.
She won't let you help cook.
Oh, okay.
You can clean.
Oh, okay.
So essentially, you're just a dishwasher, so you can't call yourself
a sous
chef.
You can do that, Obi. You're doing great.
I'm
you're
already like... doing it.
That's what I said. You're doing great over there.
Do you think she would give you a cut?
No, not at all.
No.
Oh, my Lord. All right, okay, so let's get to Slater, because Slater, you got an interesting personal problem that I think a lot of people need to steer clear from and be aware of.
Yeah, I woke up this morning, and I was digitally mugged.
Oh, boy.
It was a digital mug. Hey, it could happen to any of us. And why Chloe is all in for it, and she's like, yeah, go for it.
Digitally
go for
mugged.
It.
Like mugs in a coffee mug.
It could very easily happen to you. I'll explain in 6.
That's Morgan Wallen, Eric Church. Eric Church literally made a bar that you can now go visit in Nashville. It's Obi, Chloe, Slater. This is K92.3. You know what? Maybe even the $1,000 that we give you at 10 o'clock can fund your trip.
Oh, that's fun. Out there to Nashville. Not only did Eric Church, but also Morgan Wallen on that song is making a bar in Nashville.
That's true. And you know what? They're making a lot of money. And if you got money, make sure that this doesn't happen to you. There is something out there called digital mugging that is happening, and I am pretty positive that today I'm a victim of it if I do what Chloe wants me to do.
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so I woke up in the morning. It was 4 a.m. I was barely awake. I looked at my phone, and I see that I get a $21 payment sent to my Zelle account that my bank is tied into from a stranger named Christian? I don't know how to pronounce that first name. Bryant. Anyway, Christian sent me $21, and I don't know who this person is. I don't have to click anything to accept it. It automatically went to my bank account, and they have since asked for the money back.
Did you look them up on Facebook?
Yeah, nothing came up.
Okay.
And it also doesn't give a telephone number. There's just like a random number that's in there. So I did some sleuthing around. And our friends at the AARP that are here to help out people that don't understand how tech works.
Oh, God.
They said there is a big scam on Zelle, Venmo, and other PT2P, so person-to-person apps out there that you can send money. And that if somebody sends you money, you then, they go, oh, that was a mistake. And they want the money back. If I do that, then they can get all my account and take all of my money.
That's crazy. I mean, I know it's only $20 for you, but they could be doing this in $500, $600, $700. And if somebody were to send me that money, I'd immediately be like, no, take your money back. This is not mine.
So with the $21, should I send it back and roll the dice?
I don't know. I would say no. I would say no, right? Because, so say solid. I'm a criminal and I'm the one doing the digital mugging.
Mm-hmm.
Then all I got to do is I got to do this a couple times. Yes, it's a small investment, right? I sent you, some dude I don't know, $21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But with the hopes that I can drain your whole bank account if you reply to me.
That's it.
So say I do this to 4 people. I'm only out $100 because I gave 4 people $20. All I need is one person to respond, drain their bank account of $10,000. What was my $100 investment?
Right.
Nothing.
I will say it's interesting that they sent you $21 and not like $20 or $25.
Mm. See, that's it. So after that info with the AARP, our good friends, okay?
You keep saying our good friends, like we got to connect over
Listen,
there.
Obi, we're only a couple years away.
I love the AARP.
We are going to
great magazines.
I like that the youngest in the room is like the biggest of fans.
They do. They've got wonderful magazines.
So let me tell you, okay? With that info, does that change your opinion? Because at first you said, no, you have to send it back. Send back the $21. But knowing there's a scam that is out there.
No, it definitely changes my opinion now. You didn't relay all that information to me.
Okay.
Okay. So
now you're in.
I would hold on to the $21. I thought you just got $21. I'm like, no, send it back. It's not your money. Give it back to whoever it is. But once you did your research on it.
I am so skeptical now, too. Any text that comes through that says, hey, we had a problem with your Amazon order. And I'm like, what? Amazon order. So there's a lot of things that come through my phone where I'm like, I don't know if this is real. I don't know if this is fake. I'm just not gonna communicate.
And listen, I don't want this karma. Say this Christian Bryant is a real dude, and this $21 was really important for him, right?
His fault.
More than that, let's do this. Let's take the money and we will donate it to our breakfast fund. Breakfast on me.
There you go.
Oh, okay. I love that. Obi's got a birthday next week. We can get him some breakfast.
Two for two, Mickey D's.
Dang. Hey, you know what? If he is a real person, then you, Obi Diaz, have to Zell. Christine Bryant.
I'm not giving any of my information.
Okay. All right. So
sorry,
if you
Chrissy,
want...
Chrissy and Bryant.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K-92-3.
Orlando's number one for new country.